Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
To the fucking scumbag who stole the tips from subs on Blackstock Road yesterday afternoon. A big fuck you, asshole.
Nine, go fuck yourself. Stupid fuck, I cannot believe that you don't like to listen to the music that is awesome on the planet. You need to get a fucking life. Guess what? I'm going to completely fucking roast you this entire fucking weekend and all fucking next week. You will enjoy this. Have a fan-fucking-tastic day, Nine. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, Rise Guys, good morning. This is Jonathan. I just want to say fuck everybody who thinks they can just bring their damn cars here when they're hotter than hell and want their oil changed first thing in the damn morning. And everything else that's going on in this world, just freaking bring your car when it's cool. Thank you.
For all y'all complaining about your job, if you hate it that bad, just fucking quit. If you hate your job that much to where you gotta call the FOF line and bitch about it, just fucking quit and find something else. Quit being a little bitch. Anyway, guys,
To the soda and mask, boy. Fuck you for your half-ass listening, you fake-ass wannabe P1. Cherry Coke Zero. That's what they like. Cherry Vanilla Coke. Ugh. Nobody likes that garbage. So, good try on attempting to get free advertisement, but fuck you for not listening. Love your eyes, guys.
Fuck my ex-wife. Our son, his birthday's in a week, turning 10 years old. She hasn't really been in his life for 9 years, but, you know, figure, well, hell, maybe since she, he came out of her, maybe she'll remember his fucking birthday. So I go on there, and I'm looking, and sure enough, it says, oh, it's my baby's birthday in a week. And I'm like, oh, dang, she did remember. Nope. It's her fucking new husband's birthday. And by God, she's going to celebrate the hell out of that and talk about that and be all about that. Meanwhile, she's got a kid turning 10. I don't even know if she remembers his birthday. So this is her second man since we were together. Got kids with both of them. She ain't even said a damn word to our son in over 5 years. Ain't said a word to me. Ain't said a word to anybody. He has a mom, my wife. That's his mom. He loves her to death. She loves him to death. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad she ain't in his life, but fuck her. Fuck deadbeats. Anyways, thank you, Rise Guys, for having this line, for me to be able to say that. Fuck her. Love y'all.
Yeah, what's up, Rise Guys? I just wanted to call and say, this is a bunch of bullshit. I'm tired of everybody just talking shit about every little thing. Like, you've got the COVID going on. We've got politics going on. All that is relative. The one thing that really pisses me off is you got all these businesses that have been tested positive, and you got people that are still fucking working there. And now you still want them to come back to work with people testing positive. If we would have done what we should have done in March and just fucking stayed home for a month, we'd already be past this fucking wave. People, it's not fucking rocket science. It's common sense. Put on a fucking mask. Stay 6 feet away. Wash your hands. Don't touch fucking gum on the ground or pick up something off the ground. If you do, wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Don't pick your nose. God damn, what the hell is wrong with people? You got a brain, use it. If you don't have a brain, do us all a favor. Move the fuck away. Later, guys.
All right, well, first of fucking all, I'm going to say, fuck you fat boys. I don't know how hard your job is. I know you come in an hour before them other fuck boys. You know what I'm talking about, because you come in at 5 o'clock for the rewind. So I imagine you probably clock in 15 minutes beforehand, because you fat boy, and fuck fat boy. The other Rise Guys You know, y'all know who y'all are, and fuck both of y'all. You snickering motherfucker with your goddamn sunglasses, your tattoos on your fucking below your goddamn elbows. Fuck you. You know who you are. I ain't gonna say your fucking name. Beard oil motherfucker. I nut in that shit, and I give it off to the people that send it to you. That's my nut in your goddamn beard, you son of a bitch. And you other motherfuckers, you weigh 9,000 pounds. Wink. I ain't gonna say your name. But you got 9 chins, 9 eyebrows up under your 9 goddamn thighs. Fucking knives up under your 9 asses. You still ugly as fuck. I mean, god damn, did you hit every branch on the ugly tree on the way down, boy? Y'all some fuck boys. Fat boy, fuck you. You're not a fuck boy, you're just a fat boy. You got me? Wink, wink. Fat boy, you know what? Have a good night. The air conditioned car is about going out, so. My old lady's showing me titties, so it'll be time for me to come in the house. That must mean I'm gonna get some booty call tonight. So I need some more reefer in the house, so I got my car, set my car, and fuck with y'all. But you know what? This show is about a 9.5 out of 10. Work harder, or else y'all are gonna be like John Boy and Billy. Fuck y'all.
Rise. I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.